A doctor source of mine called me with an alarming report that they can't get supplies of saline solution. They can't get the dextrose bags that they need to treat diabetics, for example, you know, who are having an acute blood sugar crash. They can't get IV tubing. They can't get injectable steroids. They can't get all kinds of drugs and certain antibiotics. But mostly it's a lot of equipment, you know, the little pieces and parts of medical supplies, and they're being wiped out. The inventory is just not there. Even latex gloves, they're having trouble getting those again, just like during 2020, the first wave of the so-called plandemic. And this is affecting, of course, the paramedics and EMTs, as well as urgent care and ER doctors. Now, they haven't yet run out of everything, but they can see that that's where it's going. And you might wonder, what's happening? Why is this taking place in 2022? You might think we solved the supply chain problem, but no. Here's what you got to understand, that China is engaged in what it calls unrestricted warfare. Now, unrestricted warfare means that China can use, of course, many different types of disruptions in order to try to bring down its strategic enemy, which is, of course, the United States. And if you think back just a couple of months, you'll remember that China has had these huge lockdowns of Shanghai and even Beijing. But Shanghai especially, which is the largest port city, that's the city where, you know, the ships are loaded up and most of the exports out of China come from, at least to the United States. And so that was shut down, and the excuse was COVID. But we know there was no COVID. We know the excuse was bogus. All they did was, you know, run a couple of fake bogus PCR tests and said, oh, we found, you know, 10 cases of COVID, locked down the entire city of 26 million people. And when they did that, they also locked down transportation. They locked down the trucking. You had to have a special permit. In fact, this is still the case, in order to enter the city with a transport truck in China. So part of this effort was to disrupt the exports of China in order to hurt the West. I mean, think about it. China is willing to literally imprison its own people, tens of millions of them, just to deny the United States access to China's exports that include pharmaceuticals and medical supplies and consumer goods and many other things. So that shows you the lengths that China is willing to go to in order to engage in this so-called unrestricted warfare. But there's more to it than that. You see, at the same time that this lockdown was being ordered and enforced, rather viciously enforced, China was using it to eliminate political dissidents. So certain people who were criticizing the Chinese regime, the CCP, they disappeared during all of this. And some people saw their buildings strictly locked down. And I mean the doors welded shut, because there was one person in their building who was identified as a dissident against the CCP. So China was able to use the COVID emergency in order to carry out, you know, disappearances or executions of targeted political enemies. And this is the kind of thing that's beginning to happen in the United States. We've seen death squads now taking out over 100 naturopathic physicians in the last 3 years or so. And we've also seen the FBI stage an arrest of a governor candidate. I think his name is Ryan Kelly, a GOP candidate running against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. And we know that the kidnapping of Whitmer was 100% an FBI operation. That's all come out. They couldn't even convict the guys that they tried to set up for that, because the jury said, nah, this looks like an op, you know? But what China does to its dissidents is also being done in America to enemies of the political establishment. But there's even more to this than just that. China is also using these lockdowns in order to clear the streets so that China can transport military supplies and load military cargo ships using the port facilities for wartime preparation. And this comes from that leaked audio and also the interview between J.R. Nyquist and Luda Media, as well as my interview with Dr. Yan Limong out of Hong Kong. It turns out that China cleared the streets so that they could disguise military transport vehicles and also ICBMs and missile launchers and things like that. They could disguise them as ambulances or fire trucks or emergency response vehicles, and then they could move them around the city without the NSA and the United States military understanding what was going on, which is that China is preparing for a massive war against the United States. China's preparing to launch, you know, thousands of invasion ships to first spread out among the island chains off the east coast of China and Taiwan, and then to carry out a naval blockade of Taiwan, also an air blockade, and then to invade the United States, according to these sources, to literally invade the United States in combination with Russia. And in order to do that, they have to use deception. You know, this is what's called Sun Tzu in English, but in Chinese, it's Sun Tzu. And Sun Tzu, the art of war, always teaches the art of deception. So feign weakness when you are strong, or feign strength when you are weak, and to shape the battlefield before the battle. And this is exactly what China is doing. China is making the gullible, scientifically illiterate West believe that China is locking down Shanghai because of a COVID outbreak. And this excuse is believable by the dumbed down, oblivious, you know, morons who now exemplify Western culture. You know, the doctors, the scientists, the journalists. I mean, they're absolute retards. And they think, oh, it must be a COVID infection. That's why they locked down the city. See, it's believable by stupid people. But China's just using that, you know, preying upon the stupidity and gullibility of the West, when in actuality, China is running an op, a deception op, in massive preparation for war, for an invasion of the United States. Now, there's a fascinating history that demonstrates how this was done by the United States itself in World War II. And it was before D-Day. So think about D-Day storming the beaches of France, you know, Normandy, and I forgot all the names, Juno and Gold, and I forgot all the names of the beaches, but the United States had to stage a massive amount of military equipment, ships, weaponry, and men, soldiers, who at that time were all men, not women and not transgenders, right? You didn't have transgender World War II people like frolicking off the landing cargo in high heels and tutus storming the beaches of Normandy. No, that's today. But back then, it was actual men, you know, battle-hardened men who would storm the beaches. But they had to be staged on the eastern portion of Britain. But the Allied forces knew they had to practice the art of deception, essentially Sun Tzu, in order to deceive the enemy into thinking about the location of the landing. I mean, Germany knew there was going to be an invasion of, you know, somewhere probably on the west coast of France. I mean, they knew. They didn't know where exactly, however. And so what the Allies did is they set up a massive fake military buildup operation, I think far to the north of where the actual buildup was taking place on the east coast of of Britain. And so they ran fake radio operations. They had an entire, I don't know if it was a division or something dedicated to this. I mean, it was an intel operation, a false intel operation to put out fake radio communications. They had inflatable tanks. I mean, it seems like they must have had hundreds of thousands of inflatable tanks, like literally plastic tanks that you inflate them with air, and then they sit on the field. And from a distance, you know, using the technology of the time, somebody might be peering through a telescope, or somebody might have reconnaissance aircraft taking photos, and it would look like, oh, there's a bunch of tanks out there, you know? There's a bunch of military vehicles. So the U.S. and Britain ran this very elaborate deception operation to try to deceive Hitler and the Third Reich about where this buildup was actually taking place. And it was successful. The Axis forces, you know, the Third Reich, they were, at least from the history that I know, they were largely deceived by this. And they were surprised when the landing actually took place on the beaches of Normandy. Because, you know, they had expected the landing forces to come in somewhere else, I think farther north. So this was one of the reasons that the assault on the beaches was so successful. And this is exactly what China is doing right now. They are deceiving the West about their intentions, about their buildup, about their plans. And they are doing this quite expertly, by the way, because they are the experts at the art of war and, you know, Swensit and, you know, everything that we're talking about here. Hold on. So there's another very important philosophy to understand about the way China wages war and even the Chinese culture going back through thousands of years of Chinese history. You got to remember the United States is, you know, 245 plus years old, something in that range, under 250 years. The Chinese culture, the Chinese civilization is, you know, 5,000 years. I mean, they can trace it back essentially to 5,000 years. And over those years, Chinese culture has developed many very important doctrines and knowledge layers. For example, thousands of years ago, China already knew how to beat plagues because they had, I mean, this was actually written up in Chinese medicine books that are, I don't know, 1,500 to 2,000 years old, about how they conquered the plague using, what was it, Bajiao. That's the star anise herb, which contains a molecule that we now know is, I think that's, yeah, that's the molecule that they use to make Tamiflu, you know, which is an antiviral drug. Now in China, they didn't know at that time, you know, 2,000 years ago, they didn't know about the molecule, but they knew that Bajiao could, of course, you know, end the plague. And so they wrote it up. And, you know, China had a very systematic approach to acquiring knowledge and essentially running what we would now call today randomized double-blind placebo-controlled studies. But back then, it was just called trial and error and you know, taking careful notes about what worked and what did not work. And you give the herb to some groups of people and you don't give it to other groups of people and you identify the outcomes. So China was doing that thousands of years ago, understand, long before modern science or pharmaceuticals or the FDA or anything. And China has been developing the art of war for thousands of years as well. So they are very, very good at it. And the key element of the art of war, well, there are really two key elements in Chinese culture. Number one is the art of deception, as we just talked about. You don't tell your enemy that you're about to attack. You know, you don't advertise your buildup of troops and ships and tanks and equipment and everything. You do that under the cover of something else. And then secondly, the second doctrine, and I've heard this is called the Axe doctrine or the Axe protocol. I forgot, but it's the word axe, you know, like a chopping axe. I'm just going to call it the Axe doctrine. And the Axe doctrine is that you use your strongest weapons first. And in fact, J.R. Nyquist was talking about this the other day in an interview. And, you know, he studied a lot of material out of communist China. So you use your most powerful weapons first. In other words, you attack in what the United States and the West would call something like shock and awe. Remember that? Wasn't that like Desert Storm and shock and awe? You know, you hit them so hard with so many air weapons and tank assaults and artillery and everything. It's just shock and awe. Although today, I'm not sure the U.S. military has any shock and awe remaining, except for the shock that there are so many transgenders in the military. That's shocking. But it's not going to shock the enemy, and it's not awesome. It's awful. But nevertheless, that's a different story. But shock and awe under China, which is the Axe doctrine, means you launch nuclear weapons first. Okay, so understand that when China attacks the United States, you're not going to see troops unloading off ships on the beaches of California as the first thing. You're not going to see, you know, cyber warfare as the first thing. There's going to be nukes. And the nukes are going to strike almost certainly United States military bases and National Guard bases and any other type of infrastructure that would be useful for the United States to defend itself. So, again, you're not going to see on the evening news, oh, China is building up an invasion that's threatening the United States. No. Instead, you're going to turn on the evening news and it just won't be there because it will have been nuked. And that's when you'll know the invasion has begun. When, you know, the nukes are falling and then there's cyber warfare and economic warfare is part of this. And that's what we're seeing right now. So this is part of China shaping the battlefield, which is to cause economic weakness in the United States by cutting off the supply chain and cutting off supplies for medicine, cutting off supplies of electronics. You see, this is a degradation of the infrastructure of the United States, a degradation of America's ability to respond to the actual invasion that's coming. Now, another part of China's deception is controlling big tech, controlling the media. You know, China directly pays the New York Times and the Washington Post and many, many other left-wing corporate media outlets. China pays them to run Chinese propaganda. They literally collect money in order to put out stories that China wants that are just, sometimes they're labeled advertorials, but sometimes not, or sometimes the labeling is not obvious. And so you think you're reading a story out of the New York Times and it's actually paid CCP propaganda. And so part of this effort is to make America think that its enemy is not China, but that its enemy is Russia. And this is very, very effective because right now, most oblivious Americans, which let's just be honest, is most Americans. I mean, most Americans are oblivious. We shall say that. Maybe 90% plus, totally oblivious, clueless about what's happening in the world, have no idea what's going on. Because they listen to mainstream media, and mainstream media is controlled by China. You know, and, I mean, and the deep state and globalists and so on, it's a combination, but China has strong influence. Well, these oblivious masses have become convinced that Russia is the threat to America. So you saw, after Trump was elected, you saw the deep state use that and say, oh, Russia collusion, that Russia rigged the 2016 election and Russia is running the Trump administration, right? Remember all that? Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all a hoax, of course. It's all been exposed as a hoax now. But during all that time, for 5+ years, it was just Russia, everything. And now Russia's the enemy in Europe because of the Ukraine conflict. So the United States is sending all its military equipment over to fight Russia. So there's a buildup in Poland, the east coast of Poland, in order to try to launch a counterattack against Russia this coming August, it looks like. Although that might get moved up to July, we'll see. But I'm thinking August. That's my best guess currently. Well, this is all a ruse. China and Russia are working together. There's an agreement between China and Russia to take down the United States. And Russia is doing this action in Ukraine in order to distract the United States and to cause the U.S. to concentrate its military resources in Europe, to ship all its anti-tank missiles, for example, to Europe, and ship all its drones, and ship all its artillery and armored vehicles and everything to Europe. And what does that accomplish? It reduces America's continental or domestic readiness against an invasion by China. So you see, just as in World War II, the United States had a fake buildup in Britain, and Germany had misallocated resources to the wrong parts of France in anticipation of an invasion to the north, just as that was carried out by America and the Allies in World War II, right now Russia and China are pulling the same kind of deception against America by getting America to misallocate its military resources in the European theater of war, thereby making the United States, the continental United States, or CONUS as it's called, completely vulnerable to an attack by China. And then China is deceiving the West, you know, with the fake lockdowns that I already mentioned. And then China is able to move all its military equipment right through the streets of Beijing and Shanghai and so on without the United States knowing what it's doing. And China is even able to load up its military ships with all this equipment because it's using what looks like civilian cargo ships. So if you got a satellite watching the ports look like they're just loading containers onto, you know, transport cargo ships. But that's not what's happening. They're actually loading military equipment and tanks and artillery and you know, everything that you need to run a war, you know, fuel and ammunition, medical supplies, the whole deal. That's what's being loaded up. It's happening right now. And they're going to complete that in, I don't know what, 45 days or something in that range. I forgot exactly what the estimates were. But they're going to complete it soon. Let's call it 2 months. So what is this? Like kind of mid-June-ish. Let's say by mid-August or maybe early August, those ships are all going to be loaded up. And then they have the ability to start their invasion plans, or at least to launch their ships from China beginning in early or mid-August. And you figure it takes several weeks for those ships, let's say 3 weeks, to sail to the United States, you know, just to be conservative about it. So you're talking, what, maybe early September, maybe mid-September, if they're trying to attack the United States, that's when their ships could be within range. Or if they're just going for islands around China, it wouldn't even take 2 or 3 weeks. That could be happening towards the end of August. Taiwan could be blockaded by the end of August or early September. So you see where this is going. And the United States is completely not ready for this. The U.S. has zero readiness for this. And the U.S. has been completely deceived and even infiltrated and taken over by CCP agents who, by the way, have infiltrated almost all the top U.S. corporations, media giants, big tech companies, universities, you name it. Even the CDC has been infiltrated by communist China. So that, and the NIH as well. I mean, Fauci, come on. How do you think that the United States, via the NIH and the NIAID, controlled by Fauci, ended up providing funding to China to build the SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon that was then released against the world? That's all part of unrestricted warfare. So yes, even the plandemic was part of this. This has been rolling out for several years. So the bottom line is we are living in war. We are under extreme attack right now. Unrestricted warfare is being waged against us, and it has been for a couple of years now. And this war is going to continue to threaten the United States and the West with every imaginable weapon that you can imagine. Bioweapons, cyber warfare weapons, economic weapons, and also fiscal weapons. In other words, the weaponization of the fact that China is holding so much U.S. Treasury debt and that China could launch its own gold-backed cryptocurrency, for example, which would utterly destroy the dollar virtually overnight. So you're going to have currency wars. You're going to have all these other forms of warfare. And at the same time, by the way, China is going to activate its CCP agents who are currently occupying top positions of corporations and government offices and so on all across the United States. So that's coming. And when those people go active, they're going to unleash sabotage campaigns across America. And some of them, by the way, have access to mortars, rocket launchers, you know, RPGs. They've got access to full auto AK-47s, plenty of night vision equipment, counterfeit uniforms so that they can impersonate police or impersonate National Guard units or impersonate military. And in addition to that, we've got Chinese troops that are already staged in Western Canada, ready to cross into Washington State as part of the invasion, and Chinese troops that are being staged with the Mexican narco cartels in the southwestern United States so that they could cross into Arizona and California. So once this invasion happens, America is going to be flooded from the north, the south, and also then the west coast as the landing craft move in. And there'll be some early, like, special operations Chinese troops that land on the beaches using small landing craft, and then they will take over the ports. Once they control the ports, then the heavy ships will move in, and they will start offloading containers of military equipment. Oh, and I forgot to mention, before all this happens, they will nuke the National Guard bases and military bases all up and down the West Coast. So the actual sequence is, number one, they nuke the military bases in California. That's the first thing you're going to see, just nukes going off. And then secondly, they use small landing craft to land literally on the beaches of California with special operations troops. And then third, they start offloading their heavy equipment and tanks and artillery and so on using the ports that they control at that point. So there you go. That's the sequence. That's what's actually happening in the world. And again, more than 90%, maybe 99% of Americans are oblivious to this. They truly have no idea that any of this is coming because China is the expert on the art of war. Swensi. And they're proving it yet again. 5,000 years of war history is defeating the West. And if China pulls this off, the West has no chance. America will be utterly destroyed and overrun. I mean, I don't know any other way to assess this, honestly, other than to say that, you know, China defeats the United States in this scenario if they pursue it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I hope I'm wrong about all this, but sadly, I know a lot more about Chinese culture than almost all Americans because I lived in Taiwan, and I speak Chinese, so I do have a strong sense of what's coming. It's not going to be pretty for America. Thanks for listening. Take care.